Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined today by Gary Lee, Associate Vice President at QCT. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Allison and the team here. It's our honor to be here.
So, Gary, we find ourselves in Barcelona for Mobile World Congress. This week is always a great week to see what the industry is delivering for the carrier community. But I just wanted to start, since we haven't had you on the program before, can you please provide just a short introduction about yourself and QCT?
As a matter of fact, QCT are doing the platform business for decades. We started our journey in cloud service provider first. So during that day, actually, we collaborate with India very, very well. So go for the very big customer in the world. And follow the same pace and also the technology collaboration as we're getting into the telco business, the cloud service provider. In back and forth, we work with Intel and leverage existing what we have in the infrastructure, including the server storage switch and the rack. And on top, we build up the infrastructure, the software, and also link up with some of the VNF feature, provide the end-to-end solution to the customer. Myself, I'm in the QCT, leading the telco solution relevant, the integration effort and the solution engineering.
Now, obviously, QCT has been historically known for making incredible innovations to drive cloud computing and working very closely with cloud service providers on infrastructure. What does that experience lend to the current challenges within the telco arena today as they look at virtualizing their infrastructure on Intel architecture-based hardware?
In the telco, in the cloud service provider, the market system, that's a very good reference in the technology-wise and leverage some of the experience from there. So we'll see that some, you know, moving forward, typical, I think, step into the deployment for the 5G new infrastructure and also, you know, challenge from the cloud service provider. Typical, I think, you know, CapEx or tax, I think tremendously are using the cloud technology. They can save a lot and also improve the overall the agility for that. So I think combined with the cloud technology, together with some of the transformation from physical function to the NFV, network function virtualization, and also some of the interconnectivity feature from the SDM, that good in the foundation move forward for the deployment for the 5G.
Now, I know that QCT and Intel have a long history of collaboration in many spaces, but with the Xeon Scalable launch last year, we also introduced Select Solutions, and you have been a great collaborator in delivery of Select Solutions to the market. Tell me about the news this week.
If you look at the infrastructure, including a lot of different components, hardware portion and software portion, that's a tremendous integration effort for LAN2 moving forward. So I think Intel Select Solutions is pre-configure and pre-integrate some of the stuff and using a very good validation suite to ensure that all the solutions combined software hardware together can meet for the telco requirements. I think that's tremendous, a very good program that can save a lot of effort for the target carrier customer.
Now, I know that there was a lot that went into this Select solution. So can you just go under the hood and tell me a little bit about the hardware configuration, the software stack that you're using, and what target implementations you see as you talk to the telcos about what they're trying to do in terms of transforming their networks?
Yeah, basically, I think it's looking for the performance requirements. So we based on the Xeon SP, the process, anyway, with some of the features, including the QAT, acceleration of the traffic. And also on top of some design, the consideration need to balance over the I/O, so including the NUMA and also using the feature, that's very good the feature from the EPA, from the Intel, so including the CPU pinning and also DBDKS IOV. The technology-wise, this can improve the overall data plane performance. On top of the other Linux feature, eventually provide the foundation for the other virtualization or the VNF feature can on top to running on that. So I think that's a basic requirement. So number one is performance-wise, is need to leverage the best of the breed solution from the Xeon SP, some of acceleration technology, some of the data plane technology, including the DBDK. That's set in a very good foundation for the software stack and on top to run. And moving into the software, so I think it's so far the Intel Select solution covered two different solution stack, one from Ubuntu, the other one from the Red Hat. That's a very balanced because some of the customers are looking for either side of the software stack to run on their solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually validate all the solution based on these two different the stack and provide the end-to-end offering to the potential the carrier customer.
Now, Gary, tell me, I know that the Select solution offering is a big thing for you guys at Mobile World Congress, but what else is QCT featuring here, and what are the key things for you in the market this year?
In addition to the Intel Select solutions, so QCT is actually spend a lot of effort in the infrastructure labor of the integration effort. So we back and forth work with the different the infrastructure solution partner. Like in the OpenStack the area, we work very, very closely with Red Hat. So based on the Red Hat OpenStack the platform, OSP 10, together with the three parties, it's a collaboration. We actually bring in a lot of the EPA feature, be optimized on top of the QCT Intel platform. And eventually, it's a provide the end-to-end deployment effort to save the integration choice from the customer. So QCT, based on the Red Hat, the OSP, finally, we come up with our the first edition of NFVI the solution, and also bring in some of the value that we can deploy to the very complicated cluster node. So QDC, one of the innovations areas in that we develop the auto deployment to accelerate all the deployment effort. So that can save a lot of time from hours, multiple hours to maybe 1 or 2 hours. So even in some of the small clusters can be deployed within hours. So
nice.
That's a tremendous effort. That's one part. The other part is also working with closely with Intel in the RSD Rescale design. Rescale design is pretty much as provide a very flexible in the resource allocation. I think it's from the demanding that from the account service provider, they actually sometimes the workload itself is very, very dynamic. And, you know, sometimes it's a hot topic for them to figure out the right skill to deploy them. So using the RSD, that's we can provide the workload on demand, the service provision,
mm-hmm.
and eventually that work can be integrated into the manual tier, so provide the resource labor allocation down into the resource pool allocation. That's some collaboration with Intel NPG team specifically, bringing the real workload on top. So I think some results showed up there's a tremendous a lot of value.
Mm-hmm.
And the effort eventually is we published some white paper discussing about this innovation. So I think either one is bringing the very good foundation for the infrastructure layer that can help the carrier customer. And also some of the efforts with the community, like the ONF, we collaborate with them quite very frequently. So you probably know that so ONF have a tremendous, very good programs in the typical the telco workload. So last year, they come up with the CORD code project.
Mm-hmm.
Within the code project, so three different the scenario, mobile code, M code, residential code, R code, and enterprise code, E code. The core project itself can provide the disaggregated nature and also the flexibility to choose a different software piece. But the challenge for the carrier customer when they want to deploy the idea into their environment is a very complicated configuration that come in and set up there from the software state nature. So Quanta worked together with the ONF. Eventually, we provide the Copart ready SKU, which we pre-validate all the hardware and the software stack together with ONF in advance. So end up that's bringing the Copart ready SKU. Carrier customers can easily deploy their workload on top, so including mentioned the MCore, R-Core, and E-Core. A lot of the carrier customers stop by our booth looking for that. Let's see, hey, that's a very good idea because yes, it's the same value. We save a lot of effort for the customer.
Seems like it simplifies the deployment of infrastructure quite
exactly,
a bit.
Exactly, yeah.
That's nice to see on making that progress, and that Quanta and Intel have both been engaged there in terms of driving that forward. For those who are listening online, the Intel Select solution featuring QCT's QX Stack network function can be found at go.qct.io/QCT-Central-Office-V2. For information about Select Solutions, please visit intel.com/select-solutions. Gary, it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
It's my honor to be here. Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'd love to have you back on the program again soon.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. And look forward to the collaboration with Intel. Thank you.